Kof Dal and Kislev, Erev of Chanukah, Sunday the 6th of December, Hanobel Knopfler, in Yonei Chanukah. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by family Amos Wittenberg, Lichvod Simchas Habar Mitzvah of Gavriel Yeshaya Wittenberg, which was yesterday.
Hagitin Erev Chanukah. I want to talk about the Inyan of Chanukah, as the heading suggests, and also its Shaychus, its Kesher, its link to Parshas Miketz, which even if Shabbos Miketz is not always Shabbos Chanukah, but I believe even when it's not, Chanukah definitely laps into the parasha of Miketz somehow or other. So it's interesting. I'll talk to you first about the Achronim, who put Ramozim and hints down where Chanukah is hinted to in the Torah. I think many write that the first time it says in the Pasuk, Vayara Lekim es ho'oir ki toiv, Oyer or Yim, and Vayom Elakim Yehi Oyer, actually. The first Oyer in the Torah is Vayom Elakim Yehi Oyer. It's the 25th word of the Torah. 25th word of the Torah is Oyer. So Remez Lechanukah, which is Kofei Kislev. The Bnei Yisoscha says that even before the 25th word of the Torah, you have a Remez to Chanukah, because the word Bereshis, which the Gaon tells us, everything in the Torah has to be merumas in Bereshis. So the Bnei Yisoscha writes, Yeshua Rabo Tieh Bizman Sheyimloich Antiochus is the Rosh HaTevis of Bereshis. Mr. Galada again. Yeshua Rabo Tieh Bizman Sheyimloich Antiochus. Those are the letters of Bereshis. Make that up. Okay? Yeshua Rabba. What does he want now? Yehi
is 25.
Very good. Excellent. Very good. Shkoyach. Shkoyach. You should be here. You should. Interessant, the Boruch Sha'omar, who is the Torah Tamima, he writes three things which links Parashas Miketz with Chanukah. One of them, he says, is, I think you've never guessed this one, but he says it, that in the same way as, you know, we've learned that already by Mincha yesterday on Shabbos, the Brios, the Poros Horois ate the Brios. It's a simon to Giborim Biad Chaloshim. Rabim Biad Ma'atim and Giborim Biad Chaloshim. And the same thing with the Shibolim. Techalno, the weaker Shibolim, ate the healthy Shibolim, is a simon to Giborim Biad Chaloshim. It's interesting. Second thing he says, you look at every in the Chumash, at the end of every parasha in the Torah, it says the number of psukim in the parasha. As we know, the number of psukim is written at the end, but not the number of words. In Miketz, you'll find that the end of Miketz is written the number of psukim in Miketz, and not only the number of psukim, but the number of words. And what is the number of words in Miketz? Alpayim v'chofei, 2025. This is a Mura de Garemes v'chamaka. 8 Neiris, Neiris 250, Neir, Nun, Reish, 250. 8 times 250, who's a mathematician here? 8 times 250, 2,000, yeah? I think, 2,000, yeah? I think we all agree on that. And the 25 is for Kofei, so it wants to say the amount of Tevis in Parshas Miketz to show that Parshas Miketz is linked with Chanukah. And the third thing he says is, Chanukah starts, which is going to be relevant to us, not Chanukah, Miketz starts with Vayhi, Miketz Nasayim Yomim. Vayhi, Chazal tell us, it's Ein Vayhi El Lushan Tzar. It starts with Tzar, but it finishes Va'atem Alu L'Sholem El Avichem. Alu L'Sholem El Avichem, it finishes with Tov HaToiv. Starts with the Tzar, finishes with the Tov HaToiv, which is Rebbe Chanukah, and we'll come back to that B'li Neder soon. Now, I really was only using this as a Hakdoma. I want to speak about two Rishonim. You know, the Rishonim were very much busy with these type of Ramazim, but when Rishonim did this, there must be much, much more, a deeper understanding to what they are saying. Two Rishonim. One is the Shilta HaGiboyrim. Now the Shilta HaGiboyrim is what you'll find at the side of the Rif in the back of the Gemara. And the Shilta HaGiboyrim is a Rishon. Shilta HaGiboyrim is many times quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramor, in Hagos Alfasi. When he quotes the Halacha B'Shem the Hagos Alfasi, he's referring to the Shilta HaGiboyrim, which is at the side of the Rif. And the Shilta HaGiboyrim says the following. It's quite unbelievable. You know, when the brothers came to Yosef, and Yosef hadn't yet been revealed himself who he was, so he made a Suda. He made a Suda. And it says in the Pasuk, Utvoyach Tevach Vohochein. Utvoyach Tevach, he asked his whoever, Ephraim, Menashe, to shecht an animal, Utvoyach Tevach Vohochein, and prepare it. So the Shilta Giboyrim says that Chanukah is merumas three times here, in these three words. First of all, the letters of Chanukah, if you take the last ches of Tevach and the word v'hochein, makes Chanukah. Makes Chanukah. Agav, those of you that have a Nusach Ashkenaz, that's a big clue. Where do you have in Shmoneh Esra, leaving Tanya in Shmoneh Esra, and even before we say Talamata, yeah, nothing to do with it. Three words, a span of three words, where the letters of Chanukah are not in order, but the letters of Chanukah are consecutive letters. Where do you have that? Any ideas? Okay, it has to be Ashkenaz. You'll see why. Sim Sholem Toiv of Rocho. Now, the last two letters of Rocho and Chain and the Vov of Chesed also make up Chanukah. Why? We'll leave that for another year. Yeah? Again, Sim Shalom Toiv of Rocho, Chain, the Chofei of Rocho, Chain, and the Vov of Chesed, Reb Shimon, make up Chanukah. Yeah, make up Chanukah. The Nisach's father is Chaim, Chesed, so there's a problem. Yeah, comes in between, so it doesn't happen. Maybe somewhere else, Achmaistish, yeah? So the Shilta Giboyrim says, Vahochim is Chanukah, to be Muramas, that there's an onion to have sudas on Chanukah. Yeah? Tvayach tevach vahochen. Utvayach tevach, I'm sorry to test and tax your brains again, but utvayach tevach makes 44. And you all know from the box, yeah, that we have 44 candles. It's really 36, but with 8 times the Shamas, makes 44 candles. And utvayach tevach makes 44. Emeshev Yankee? Tvayach Tevach makes 44. It's a remez for 44. It's unbelievable. Vahochin is Chanukah, Sud is Chanukah, and 44 candles. Everything is etzah. What's Satas Ashaykes? What's the keshe? Ma keshe yesh? From Tvayach Tevach Vahochin, which Yosef said to the brothers, Tvayach Tevach Vahochin, what's that got to do with Chanukah? Then there's another one. And this one is quoted in the Poskim, even in the Mishnah Berurah. If you have a look at the Mishnah Berurah quoted. In Parshas Vayishlach, it says, Vayizrach loy Hashemesh. Do you remember the story? The Malach and fought with Yaakov, and he was Tzalea al Yerechoy, and after he was Tzalea al Yerechoy, he got healed, and Vayizrach loy Hashemesh. So the Maril says, Vayizrach loy Hashemesh, loy is Lamed Vov. That's the 36 candles without the 8 shamoshim. And Hashemesh is Hashamash. Vayezrach loy Hashemesh. It's a Rishon, it's a Maril. The Maril says it, the Rishon says it. Ma keshe, who's Sotas Hashaychis? for two things I'm asking. One is a Shilta Gibor Mutvayach Tevach Roche, with three parts of Ilchas Chanukah is in Tvayach Tevach Roche. Three, the Muslim of Chanukah, not Ilchas Chanukah, the Muslim. Am I Yisach LeHashemesh? Now I'm going to try for Mineida to explain that. I don't know where the clock is. It used to be there. It's gone. It's gone there, if you can see it. Yeah? So, the Ma.
What is the date of the Maharil?
Pardon?
What is the date of the Maharil?
The date of his life when he lived. He was called Arishan. Yes.
But had they already started using the Shamas then? Because
Gemara says you use the Shamas.
Ah.
It says in the Gemara.
Goes back to
the Shamas. The Gemara says you use the Shamas. Okay. Okay, so let me quote to you first, Rabbi Yisai, a Shloa Kodesh. The Shloa Kodesh says something quite unbelievable. He's talking about the Posuk when Yaakov fought with the Malach. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov behe of koi imoi. Vateka kaf yerech. Something happened to Yaakov. What happened to Yaakov? Something with his kaf yerech went wrong, and because of that, he had to limp. There's a lot in the Zohar HaKodesh about exactly, thank you very much, about what Vateka. The main thing is I shouldn't finish late, that's the main thing. Thank you, I'm saying, embarrassing. I really, really mean it, depth of my heart. Thank you. Vateka Kaf Yerech. The Zohar is Kaf Yerech, according to some, is referring to the Machzike HaTorah, because the Kaf Yerech is what holds up the person. The Kaf Yerech Yaakov, I say Kaf Yerech. The Shloa Kodesh says something very interesting. The word Kaf has two letters, a Chaf and a Pei. Now, in Chaf and Pei, both of them have, there's a Kaf Rogil and there's a Kaf Sofis. There's a Pei Rogil and there's a Pei Sofis. Yeah? The Kaf Sofis is called a Kaf Psucho because it's only got two walls. The Kaf Rogil is called a Kaf Satumo because it's closed from three sides. You've got one side open. A Pei is the same. You've got the Pei Psucho and the Pei Stumo. The Pei Psucho is the Sofis and the Pei Stumo is the Pei Rogil. Now, the word kaf is made up of a kaf stumo and a pei psucho. Now, that says the Shloa Kodesh is bad news, because kaf is the hand, and peh is the mouth. You're supposed to have a peh sosum, your mouth should be closed and not talk too much, and you're supposed to have an open hand to give tzedakah. When it's the reverse, then there's a problem. So the Shloa Kodesh says that the remez to Yaakov was Yosef and the brothers. The brothers sold him for money. They were interested in the money that they got, the Esrim Gero, what they got for Yosef. And Yosef's problem was he had a peh pesuach. Vayovar Yosef es libosam ro el aviyem. So Vateka, that was the remez of Vateka, Kaf, Yerech, Yaakov, Be'ofke, Imoy. The Kaf of the Shvotim was, instead of being Psucho, it was Stumo. The pair of Yosef, instead of being Satumo, it was Psucho. Says the Shloa Kodesh, Chanukah's nest was, they found a Pach Shemen. A Pach Shemen is the opposite. The Pach Shemen is a Pei Satumo, and it's a Kaf Pesucho, an open Kaf. So it's a Shloa Kodesh, because if you look carefully in Yosifun at the story of Chanukah, there were Malshinim at the time, who were Medabe Loshon Hara. The people were tight-fisted, they were not giving tzedakah. And that's why it says in Halacha, actually, that on Chanukah is a special time that one does give tzedakah. He says, when the Chashmonoim were menatzeh over the Yevonim, then it turned into Pach. Pach is the pear Setumo and the calf Pesucho. They gave Tzedakah and they stopped the Malshinim and they stopped Rosh Hashanah. That's the Vateka Kaf Yerachiakev, which changed into Pach when they were Motsu Pach Shemen by Chanukah, as I state in Shlo HaKodesh. Now, this is the rumors in the parasha of Yaakov Avinu with the Malach, when he fought with the Malach, Malach Esav. Now, into Santa Maisa, you know that the Pasuk after Vateka Kaf Yerach Yaakov and the story says, Al Kain, one of the only Isurim mentioned in the Torah, actually the only Issa in the Torah mentioned in Parshas, in the whole of Sefer Bereishis, Al Kain, Lo Yoichu Bnei Yisrael Es Gidanoshe, Ad Tayyem Azeh. You know, Rabbi Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, in the Shalas HaTshuas, Binyan Shlomo, he says a Dovo Chiddush Ad Moed, and it's quite, you know, it's quite daring even to say such a Chiddush. He says, you should know, Bezman HaMashiach, the Issa of Gidanoshe is not going to be relevant. The Issa of Gidanoshe is only lasting until the time of Mashiach, but once Mashiach comes, the Issa of Gidanoshe is not going to be. Because how can I say this? The Imam in Bamun Shlema, Shazayis HaTorah, Loi Sehim Bechul Efes, Loi Sehim Torah Cheres Meis HaBoyer Yisborach Shomoy. How can I allow myself to say such a Chiddush that the Issa of Gidanoshe is not going to be there? It's Mephorish in the Pasuk. Al Kain Lo Yoichu Bnei Yisrael Gidanoshe Ad Hayoy Hazeh. Ad Hayoyim Hazeh means La'afuka Zman HaMashiach. That's Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. Like in the Haggadah, yeah, you need a ribui for your Mois HaMashiach, but Hayoyim Hazeh means not the Mois HaMashiach. Al Kain Lo Yoichu Bnei Yisrael Gidanoshe. That's the Chiddush that the Binyan Shlomo says. I can't remember now, because I didn't last look it up, whether he explains why, but the Biur HaDvorim is Al Pi the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says that what is the, you know, every mitzvah that the Chinuch brings down, he says Mishroshe HaMitzvah. Mishroshe HaMitzvah means the limudim that we ought to be taking from it. So he says a very interesting tzach. Mishroshe HaMitzvah is Kedei Shetzie Remez the Yisroel. She'af Al Pi שיספלו צורויס רבויס בגולוס מיד העמים ומיד בני עשו. Even though, this is the Rosh Hashanah of the Chinuch himself, even though there'll be soivel all through the generations, tzoros, from Bnei Esav and from other goyim, yiyu betuchim, they should always be betuach, sheloi yavdu. Chas v'sholem, Klal Yisrael will survive everything. There's no such a thing as yavdu chas v'sholem. Lo oinlom, yamoid, zarom, ushmom. They'll always survive through everything. V'yovo ilohem goyel, v'yigonem yatzor, and the goyel will come and it'll be goyel them. U'v'zochrom tomid, inyan zeh, al yidei ha-mitzah shetir lezikoron, then they'll have the emunah, to understand and to realize this. And that was Al Kain Lo Yoichu Bnei Yisrael Es Gidanoshe. When you see what happened to Yaakov, a master of a similar bonnet, he fought with the Malach, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, Vuhutzelea Al Yerechoi, he was lame from it. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam sent out the sun, Vayizrach Le'Hashemesh, and the sun came out, and the sun healed him, and then he was Vayovo Yaakov Sholem, and Yaakov came Sholem. He came completely, completely healed from it. This is the remez that people should understand and realize always the doiris masa with some labonim. Whenever there's chas v'sholem and tzoros on klal yisrael, it's tzoros l'shatay, but there's always, always light at the end of the tunnel, and Ribbono Shel Olam sends his Yeshua. And that is what you have to realize with the Issa of Gidanoshe. Okay, because of that, Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael Es Gidanoshe. That's the reason why they have the Issa of Gidanoshe. I think we can understand a little bit what the Binyan Shlomo, the Rabbi Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna is saying. He's saying, you don't need this in Zman HaMashiach. We need this when there's Tzoros from Klal Yisrael, then we need this Issa of Gidanoshe to remind us of this story of Yaakov and the Malach, to remind us to have this in mind, that you should know even in dark times, there's light at the end of the tunnel. In Mashiach time, one doesn't need to have it, the Goyel has come, and one doesn't need to have the Zikor. That's why the Torah says, Al Kain, But only, not the Zman of Mashiach, only as long as the Tzoros for Klal Yisrael. As I state in Chinuch, okay? You know, the Zohar HaKadosh says there's 365 lavim in the Torah, which is 365 lavim in the Torah are connected, 365 gittin sinews that a person has, and connected 365 days in the year. And the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayishlach says that Gid HaNoshe is connected the day of Tisha B'Av. The Issa of Gid HaNoshe is connected the Gid HaNoshe in the person, and it's connected the day of Tisha B'Av. Although 365 days is connected the day of Tisha B'Av, and Achronim after him, I think, the Sifsei Kohen, it's called the Shachar HaTorah, says that Gid is remes to the Tanesim other than Tisha B'Av. Gimel is Gimel Tishri, Yud is Yud Teves, and Gid altogether makes Yud Zayin, which is Yud Zayin Tammuz. Yeah? Yud Zayin Tammuz. So Gid HaNosha is, it's in itself referring to Tisha B'Av, and it's being remes the other Tanesim. So, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, it's the S, Gid HaNosha. Absolutely. He says it. The Zohar says it. S is Tisha B'Av. Yeah? S is Tisha B'Av. Yeah, 100%. Thank you. Aber matunisht essen, matunisht essen. It's S, aber matunisht essen. Yeah. Okay. You know that in that story of Yaakov with the Malach, when did he encounter the Malach? When he went back, what did he go back for? Went back for the Pachim Katanim. The Pachim Katanim are the small jars, jugs, Pachim Katanim. They were Pachim Katanim. And it says in Megala Amukus says, first of all, the Tosis Salah Torah says, Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi, Bad is an olive press, yeah? Beis Abad, an olive press. Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi, went back, yeah? And Al Tikri Levadoi Elo Lekadoi, yeah? Went back for his kad. Kad is a jar, yeah? Amriya Chesha Kad, Barisho Sarabim, right? Kad is a jar. So, Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi. It says in Sforim later that Tzedul Adorech and Sifsei Kohen, I always, when I was young, heard this quoted, and never found a proper Makoy, but it's there in the Sifsei Kohen. And these Pachim Katanim were the source of the Pach Shemen of the Ner Chanukah. These Pachim Katanim that Yaakov went back for, in the end, became the Pach Shemen of the Pach that they found with the Chosomer Shel Kohen Gadol. Again, Chanukah is schlepped into this story, like the Maril says, with Vayizach Le'Hashemesh. So what is Taka the Pshat? Now, I think that we've got a little bit of understanding already. Understanding is that if the whole reason for this Issa of Gid HaNoshe is to show us the Yeshua that can come out of even the darkest times of Klal Yisrael, this was Chanukah. Chanukah was, they were mamash b'choyshech, it's mamash choyshech in the Yevonim, and then they were menatzeach, the Chashmonaim, they were menatzeach. So Chanukah be'emes is what is a remez to, not a remez, is what happened, what this is meramez to. So that's why the Maril already puts into this posuk, Vayizrach lo Hashemesh, the Vayizach Le Hashemesh is the same as Chanukah, in the same way as we're trying to point out when there's darkness, there's light at the end of the tunnel, exactly the same way as what happened by Chanukah, and that's why he allows himself, the Maril, to say that the remez of Vayizach Le Hashemesh is for what's going to later be Chanukah. Lateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov is what the Shlo HaKodesh says, which changed afterwards into from Kaf to Pa, which is the Pach Shemen, which is also Chanukah. Now, I'll tell you an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Chulin. Gemara says in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph the following. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Mai Dichsev Utvoyach Tevach Vohochen. What does it mean, Tvoyach Tevach Vohochen? So he says, I'll tell you. It means, Pora Lohen Beis Hashchita. He showed them that he had done a kosher shchita for the shortening. We knew they would need it, and that's what the kosher shechita. What's v'hochin? The Gemara says v'hochin is tul gid hanosha bifnehem. He prepared it by taking out the gid hanosha from the animal to show them that the nikkur was done kadas to kadin. Now, I ask you, Rabbi Zai, yeah? Tvoyach telach v'hochin is telling you that he took out the gid hanosha. If we see from the Maril that the Alkein lo yoichul bnei Yisrael es gid hanosha, the Vayizrach le Hashemesh, the Chaza le Pachim Ketanim, the Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, was all to do with Chanukah, because it was all the Issa of Gidanosha and all the remes of going from the worst darkness into the Oyer Godel, Me'afela le Oyer Godel, that was the remes of Gidanosha. Utvoyach Terach Vohochen is, he showed that the Gidanosha, Zok the Hagos Alphasi, the Shiltaki Boirim. That's why Chanukah is merumah in Utvayach Terach V'Ochen, because Chanukah and Issa Gid Hanosha is all going yad b'yad and going together, and that's how the Shilta Giborim allowed himself to say that is Utvayach Terach V'Ochen. That's an interesting thing. So I'll finish off with telling you, you all know that Beis Yosef has his famous kasha, the famous kasha being that Chanukah shouldn't really be starting tomorrow, to be starting the day later, because they had enough shemen for one day, they had enough shemen for one day or for one night, and therefore the Nes is really only 7 days and it's not 8 days. So, you know, I once heard from Rav Babad Zichrono Livrocha, he says the amount of terutzim that have been said on the Beis Yosef's kasha is also a Nes Chanukah. Right? The Nes of the shemen, the amount of terutzim said on the Beis Yosef's kasha. So I want to tell you what the base, finish off with that, tell you what the Beis Halevi says. Beis Halevi says, very interesting to Zach, when they came into the Beis HaMikdosh and they saw how the Yevonim had turned the place into mamish, I don't even want to say the words, but the way the place looked, in their wildest dreams, they didn't really think they would find kosher shemen, which was Toher, to be using to use for the menorah. And al pi derech ateva, there'd be no reason for them to even search and to go and try and find oil for the menorah. It didn't seem something which was feasible or possible that they should find. The Nes was, the afal pikein they searched, however impossible it seemed, afal pikein they went to search. And he says, that's what we're commemorating on the first day of Chanukah. Not the Nes that happened to the Shemen, not the Nes that they found the Shemen, the Nes that they went to look and then found the Shemen. That was a Nes in itself, the fact that it's angefallen to them that they should go and search for the Shemen. Bodku motzu pach Shemen, that in itself is a Nes. I want to be mamtik it. You know, there's a vod in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Rebbe Hashem told Avraham Avinu, "Tzei hachutza, usfeiras hakechovim, im tuchal lisperosam." Vayom Eloi, and he said to him, "Koi yezarecha." That's how your children will be. Rameh Shapiro says, "Morad gezach." Rameh Shapiro, and I think it was his life experience as well. He says, Rebbe Hashem says, "Count the stars." Is he going to be able to count the stars? You can't count the stars. And the Rebbe Hashem doesn't count it. Im tuchalis parasim. Count them. Count them. Vayom Eloi, koi yezarecha. Says Ramei Shapiro, Rebbe Hashem instilled into Avraham Avinu at that moment, you Klal Yisrael and your descendants Klal Yisrael should always do something which is the rotzon of the Rebbe Hashem, even if it to you seems an impossible thing to accomplish. Something which you can't accomplish, something which you're not even going to attempt to do. But if that's the rotzon HaBorei, that's what you do. And you see time and time again, history repeats itself, that these things did take place by G'doydim and in Klal Yisrael, the Klal. So he says to him, Koi Yezarecho. Koi Yezarecho means that will be the middah that your children and your descendants will have. I say Rav Meir Shapiro himself said this vort, and Rav Meir Shapiro himself was the one who, they told him, sugar, Scholoming about building this yeshiva, since they thought he was absolutely meshuggah to even attempt such a thing. And Afa Pikein, he felt it was a necessity, and he did it, and Itaka was successful, and he did it. That's all part of the Koye Zarecho. Now, the Beis Halevi is saying exactly the same thing. Beis Halevi is saying that their idea of going to look for the oil was in itself something which, to them, was something which was completely shal piderech hateva, and Afa Pikein they did it, and that's the nest of the first day Chanukah. How do you see the link? It's Koi Yer Zarecho, and this is the Koi of the first day Chanukah. The Kasha is why we have the first day Chanukah, not the second day. The Kasha is on Kofei, not on Kovot. Koi Yer Zarecho, and that was the nest of the first day, the same as the Koi Yer Zarecho. So the Zeichel Zarecho, Allah, Hobana, Lichtige Chanukah.